And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Do you recall not long ago?
Gosh, we all need somebody to lean on once in a while, don't we? Yes, man. If we had... Yeah, there's a rental. There's an app for you. You know, leanon.com, just for whenever you need it. All right, this is the Debbie Nigro Show, and this is Wellness Wednesday. I take this day seriously because I like to bring you interesting people who can affect your lives in a really positive way, let you come away from this show with a little nugget of something that will change things for the better for you. And seeing as how everybody is... You know, listening to try and figure out how this relates to them, this one's a good one for you. Kind of a universal situation when it comes to our wellness. We all don't really give enough credit to how much stuff that drags us down emotionally affects our health, all right? And all those things we need to let go of, but you have absolutely no idea how. Wouldn't it be nice, and I think we would agree, getting up just feeling easy breezy, not having life just, you know, edge you up would be awesome. Some people are better than others at helping you get there, to respond rather than react. And today our guest is Dr. Mitch Tischler. Very interesting fella. An author, a physician, a mentor, and a program he came up with while recuperating from extensive knee surgery back in 2000 sort of blossomed into what he's known for now. Seeing with Heart is what it's called. So welcome, Dr. Mitch, to the show. How are you?
Good, Debbie. Nice to have an opportunity to be with you this morning and all of your listeners.
Thank you. I was reading your background, and I could have never been your wife traveling the world the way you did, but boy, you guys had a good time. I wanted to just give a little sense of you to the audience. You're a special kind of seeker soul. So maybe you want to tell everybody about your background a little bit. Backpacking through North America, New Zealand, Australia, Asia, Europe. I mean, you're something.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's just something that I've always been very passionate to, is to be with people and experience their ways, their cultures. And so, you know, that's what I've done. I've spent a great deal of time doing that, you know, living in villages as I've traveled. And even when we had our children, took them along. For 6 months, we took them traveling around the world.
Wow.
At a very young age, where they were 5 and 7. And to this day, they still say goodnight to me in Indonesian you know, bring up stories of experiences that they had as we were traveling.
Fascinating father gift to kids. My father was great. He took us to Adventureland in Queens, but it's okay. It's okay. It was meaningful. Let's talk about the revelation that brought you to this incredible program that you're now offering everybody. Explain how it all came to you.
Well, I simply watched it emerge. It was really a fascinating experience for me. As you had mentioned, as I was recovering from an extensive knee surgery, I had a compelling feeling to get a blank piece of paper. And what I heard was to put a pen in my non-dominant hand, and writings emerged. And each writing had messages, potent messages. And the interesting thing is, they were legible, and I had never written with my left hand before.
That's fascinating.
My dominant handwriting is typical doctor's writing, and I often go to my office manager and try to figure out what I had written.
Yeah, what are you saying when you can't even figure out what your own handwriting is? So now
everything was completely clear when it came through my non-dominant hand.
What do you think that was all about?
Well, it's about the possibility of stepping aside and being in that space of allowance, not driving the boat, so to speak, just simply, you know, being present with what's emergent, and you know, not trying to actually create something, but just be witness to that which each one of us already has residing within us. It's amazing what's there. It's just a matter of, you know, having the courage to you know, have it express itself.
Okay. Well, I think you're being forced to sit still that long. Is something that's a unique state. Not many people sit still that long unless they're forced to. Would you agree?
Well, sometimes life does stop us, even though we feel that we have other plans and, you know, many things on our to-do list for that day, it's just not the way it unfolds oftentimes. And so I was, you know, in the midst of that experience and also had made a decision, made a choice to be present, completely present with my life and chose not to take any pain medications. In fact, I actually attended, you know, both surgeries awake without sedation. We just used regional anesthesia instead of general.
Okay, so,
Having that experience, something was quite potent that was emerging.
Okay, it's always interesting when a doctor is down and relying on other doctors to get he or she well. Okay, so looking at your background just a little bit more, Doctor of Chiropractic degree, National University of Health Sciences in Chicago, Wellness Center in Chatham, Mass. You have some emphasis on genetics in your education from Connecticut College. So, you know, you got a lot of interesting stuff in your head. What is this program that everybody seems to be getting benefits from, Seeing with Heart? What is it exactly? How would you describe it?
So what happened was when those writings emerged, they actually assembled themselves into a collection, and I started to share them with patients because, as I had mentioned earlier, each writing contained potent messages. And so as I began sharing with individuals some of these writings, they asked to sit down and talk more at length about this because they were noticing changes occurring in how they experienced their lives. And so the Seeing with Heart journey, the Seeing with Heart program, emerged in that way, and I've been sharing it with individuals and groups, since 2000. And it's a series of 12 sessions that I have, and we use the writings to support our conversations, and what we find is that it supports us to support ourselves to have sustainable shift for living life with greater ease. And this happens across the board. People come with such a wide array of issues that they're feeling to address, and in all cases, it's just amazing how profoundly supportive it is.
Okay.
And the main thing is that it's sustainable.
Okay, that's important, because you hate to try. It's like a diet, you know, which doesn't work, and you think you're going to keep those 5 pounds off. That's not
right.
Exciting. So I'm looking at your writings. Really unusual. I'm going to post these so people can see what you were writing with your left hand, which you're not a lefty, during a weird moment when you were stuck sitting down that now has been the basis for all these teachings, okay? Once I post them, and I now know that you use your writings for other people, do you make the people who come to you or go through your Seeing with Heart process do something similar? Is there some challenge to them to do something like this?
I mean, sometimes that occurs, but you know, basically what we do is we have a conversation and people talk about, you know, different aspects of their lives. And invariably what happens is I'll take a look down and I'll notice that the page that's open in the collection is precisely what that person's speaking to. And then what we'll do is we'll read that writing and see how it supports us to have greater clarity about something that wasn't really so obvious to us.
Do people who are troubled mostly come see you to try and get untroubled? Would you say that's your crew?
Well, of course, that would be predominantly what occurs because, you know, each one of us in some way has something that's nagging at us.
Oh, yes.
But then again, there's other people that just, you know, feel to be proactive about their lives, and they might feel like overall they're in an okay place, but, you know, they still look to explore, again, because each one of us has something. There's always something that we're hearing speaking to us from within, and that's the invitation to Seeing with Heart, the invitation to seeing with other than our ordinary eyes. And when we do drop into that heart space, you know, it's that adage, trust your gut. I mean, we know in our gut instantly whatever it is that's coming up at that moment, but yet we very rapidly kind of shift back up into our heads and kind of talk ourselves into something or out of something, even though we know that it's really not the place where we would be most serving for us to go.
Okay, so what have you heard people say after taking your course, Seeing with Heart? What are some of the incredible shifts you've seen people, what have they reported back to you that comes to mind?
It was very humbling for me the other day. I received, because I received quite a number of emails or, texts or private Facebook messages, and somebody wrote me a beautiful message saying that after our session the other day that, you know, they went out into the parking lot and screamed freedom. They screamed out to the world that for the first time in their life they felt freedom. They felt free from what was troubling them. And this was after only, three Seeing With Heart sessions that they had experienced.
Now, how do you do these sessions? You do them online? I see there's one coming up date-wise. I have it here, June 6th, and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time, and it's the headline of the gathering is, if not now, when? No, if
right.
not now, now. I think it's great. I think we think that we have all this time in the world to change because we've always had all this time, but then as time goes on, you realize your window is closing in terms of opportunity. If not now, when is great. What happens at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific? What do people experience?
So we'll have an online webinar, which means people can come in from anywhere, and we'll have a conversation. They're very interactive experiences. I don't lecture Seeing With Heart. I'm not really here to teach people Seeing With Heart. I'm here to experience it with you. And that's how one of the reasons why it's so effective and sustainable is because what happens is we come together in a way that we support each other to support ourselves to create this sustainable shift for living life with greater ease.
Yeah, it's an organization for people who are stuck.
Exactly. And so we'll have a conversation is what's going to occur, and people contribute to the conversation and I just am part of the conversation, and that makes it incredibly effective.
Very fulfilling thing you're doing.
It is.
Yeah, I would imagine that a lot of... See, the unspoken, and why I'm bringing it up on Wellness Wednesday, as I think a lot of illness comes from just... you know, just hold anxiety and holding stuff back and festering on things and just a lot of internal turmoil that affects people's cells. I don't know if you've seen that correlation, and you can speak to that if you'd like to.
So I completely concur, and so does medical science as well, because, you know, the evidence is overwhelming at this point that essentially all of our illness is manifested from what you're speaking to. And it's really being shown very clearly that that's the way it happens. And so you spoke about the Seeing With Heart writings that you're going to post up on the website. Well, one of them is this sphere.
It's yeah, I like that.
A three-dimensional expanding sphere. And when you take a look out at the perimeter, you're going to see that there's the word dis-ease, dis-ease, and then somewhere else out at the perimeter is the word disease. And it's really the same word, dis-ease. When we have dis-ease, when we have emotional, spiritual dis-ease, we manifest emotional and physical disease. And really what happens is, you know, as a couple of examples, you know, when we walk around with a bunch of stuffed stuff, when we don't develop the capacity to express what we're feeling, our heart breaks, and so we have a heart attack. And again, when we take a look at it across the board, we'll see that, you know, it's more prevalent with males than females, because again, guys are not quite as open to express their feelings, and so it's predictable that, you know, they'll have a greater amount of heart attacks.
Wow! Yeah.
Take a look at, you know, insomnia, and take a look at indigestion and heartburn, you know, because we're basically kind of thinking ourselves crazy, eating ourselves up. I mean, that's what we do. We often star in our own Academy Award-winning movie, you know, thinking myself crazy, eating myself up. So we do that, and so then we actually create these diseases of insomnia and heartburn and indigestion, and that's what happens.
Well, that's a good lure to get some more guys to pay attention to what you're saying. Seeing With Heart, Dr. Mitch Tischler is on the line with us right now, but check out seeingwithheart.com if you want to get rid of and dis all disease and get back to where you're supposed to be and, you know, get some guts to go and be who you're always meant to be. If not now, when? June 6th is his webinar, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Been a wonderful conversation, Dr. Mitch. Thanks for being with us in the show today.
Thank you, Debbie, and thank everyone that was listening today, and have a beautiful day.
Yes, you too.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye now.
Thank you so much. Okay, just trying to keep you alive here, putting the live back in alive. And coming up, I'm just wondering if all this lack of sun is screwing up with our physicality. Do we need more vitamin D? Jackie Justice, my nutritionist buddy, next.